I'm continuing. That's the thing about life. Whenever you are so caught up and angry or disgusted or trying so hard to make someone understand the reason why you feel the way you feel, have you ever considered just stepping back and trying to figure out why other people feel the way they feel also? And not just say, okay, yeah, I thought about it and I'm on, but like really consider the reason why a person is just as passionate about their decision as you are about your decision. Are you a friend with requirements, meaning that you tell somebody, okay, we're friends. I like you. You like me. And this could be platonic, romantic, business-wise, any-wise. But soon as you finish that sentence, you start telling them the requirements of your friendship. Like, okay, since we're friends, we're going to start doing A, B, and C. Like, you cannot do that to anyone. You cannot do that to anyone. You can't start anything with your list of to-dos unless you guys are going to sit down and say, this is what I would like. This is what I require for you to be my friend, because I know people like that, or to be in this business with me, or to be in this situation with me. This is what I require. How do you feel about it? But you don't go into a situation telling them what you require. Where we do that at? I don't understand that. And maybe that's the way it goes, but I really don't understand that. You know? That would be just like, you know, if a person decides to change their life a person decides to change their life in the midst of them doing that, they're gonna need you to play a part. That's fine and well, but we need to talk about that. How long? Can I do it? Do I want to do it? You know, you don't just, you making decisions for your life and you have other people as key parts to make your situation work out. That is not cool, because you ain't worked nothing out. All you did is reassign. All you did is delegated your happiness. Delegated your happiness. How many people are delegating their happiness and wondering why? You delegate work. You delegate jobs. You don't delegate your happiness. You don't require someone else to help you be happy. You already done lost the game, because you had to find your own happiness. You had to find your own peace. You had to find all those emotional things. You can't delegate that out to people. You can't tell a person, I need you to be this for me. That would make me happy. We do that as parents, and we're dead wrong for that. You don't have a kid with an assignment. You know, as soon as the kid is born, well, I need you to be this way, that way, that way, because if you're this way, that way, that way, well, you don't even go into all that. You just tell them and leave it. But when you go into something expecting people to be a certain thing for you, that's a lot of pressure. They might not be thinking the way you think. They might not even be thinking about you at all. You know, they happy to be where they at, and now they got another assignment. You can't delegate your happiness out to other people. You delegate work. If you're on a committee, you delegate responsibilities. If you're a boss or a leader, and with that is a reward. You can't delegate my friendship, because that requires some form of pay. And now we're not talking about friends anymore. Now we're talking about an arrangement, right? An arrangement. So, you know, be mindful when you're talking to people, how you talk to people, and consider, you know, a lot of us have got that narcissistic attitude, like, I done did this, you should be glad to be a part of my world. Really? We need to start thinking. Because you keep being in the same situation, there's a reason for that. If you that girl that keeps ending up in the same situation, whether it's with guys, girls, work, you just keep, oh, people just don't like, maybe you need to look at, are you delegating out your emotional situations that you need to be handling yourself? All right, guys, I've said enough. That's why I didn't talk last night. I think I'll, since now there's not a limit on this, I have to try to limit myself. And if I go over, I really don't want to discourage people from listening because I really enjoy doing this. So some nights I might not. I try to do it every morning just to kind of give you a break if you're a person who catches up on the weekend or whatever and listen to all of them. Yeah, I don't want to wear you out. But I really appreciate you guys for listening. I think great conversation. Share this conversation. People text me, call me to discuss. I think it's a great thing. I think we need to start communicating. But I'm not delegating services on you. Do it if you want to. I appreciate when you do. But if you don't, I still love you. Because this is Ronessa signing off on anchor.fm. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.